Today from the Ohio Newsroom, how local opposition is stalling a proposed chemical plant.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, providing students with the tools to explore and transform the world around them through online degree programs built on a foundation of social, economic, and environmental justice. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. A proposed plant in Youngstown intends to recycle tons of tires and turn them into energy by heating them to really high temperatures. It's a process called pyrolysis. Local officials aren't keen on the idea. A day after Christmas, the mayor and city council enacted a one-year moratorium on the industrial process in city limits. James Bruggers of Inside Climate News has been covering this story. He joined us back in August when the debate over this plant was just getting started. James, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
First off, remind us of the original plan here. Why did the developer, Sobe Energy Systems, want to bring a plant like this to Youngstown to begin with?
Youngstown, for many decades, had a coal plant that was located downtown. And the coal plant burned coal and made steam and then used that steam to pipe through underground tunnels to heat buildings downtown. That coal plant doesn't exist anymore. And the developer of the proposed pyrolysis plant for tires was going to use that facility to do something similar using the tires and this pyrolysis technology.
But the idea has generated a lot of local opposition. What are people concerned about?
Locally, people are concerned about toxic air emissions that could come from it. They're also concerned about the location of the plant and the likelihood or potential likelihood of fires or explosions or that sort of thing. It's pretty close to downtown. There's a football stadium nearby. There's a jail nearby. There's student housing nearby. There's also some neighborhoods that are close by that are historically African-American, and the U.S. EPA has raised a number of environmental justice concerns of this facility being permitted close to those neighborhoods.
Interesting. How does the company respond to those concerns?
Well, the company has not returned my phone calls or emails lately, but they are portraying themselves in public meetings and to local officials as sort of being a savior in some ways, that they're cleaning up this old coal plant and that what they're producing, they insist, would be something that would be much cleaner and greener. However, there's national and international environmental groups that are pushing back. They don't want to see pyrolysis as a way to recycle plastics or materials that contain plastics like tires, because they just see it as a way to perpetuate a fossil fuel economy and not really solve the problems of global warming, for example.
Well, in light of all of that, local officials have enacted a one-year moratorium on pyrolysis and chemical plants like this. How common is it for a city to step in this way?
The environmental groups that I talked to suggested that, I mean, this was the first time that they had seen in the United States a local jurisdiction impose a moratorium on any kind of pyrolysis plant for plastics or tires or electronic waste or whatever. So it may be something fairly unique.
And what do city officials hope to accomplish with the moratorium? Is this the end for the proposed plant, or 1 year from now, are we going to be having the same conversation?
What the moratorium says that it will do, and what city officials have told me, is that it will give them time to look at the issues that local community activists have raised, air emissions, the safety issues, and whether or not they need to perhaps impose some zoning restrictions on this type of facility so that it wouldn't be maybe located as close to places that would be considered risky.
James Bruggers with Inside Climate News. Thanks for your insight on this.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.